All right. Well. All right. Have a seat. All right. Let's get going. All right, have a seat. Let's get going. Job chapter 23. Come on. Come on. Come on. Job chapter 23. Let's get there. Job chapter 23. I'm glad you're here. I know somebody here needs preaching. Job chapter 23 is where we're going to be. I thank God it's Friday. No classes tomorrow. I said no classes tomorrow. And I don't think. Do y'all have classes on Saturday? Thank God. No classes on Saturday. And I'm glad to be here with you. Man, I remember, and I'm not going to take you down memory lane, but I remember working late. I remember getting in late. I remember trying to stay awake in chapel. I did, to the best of my ability. I used to watch people take a little nap every once in a while. We won't name them or nothing, but I mean, I hope you'll stay awake in the next 30 minutes or so. But I remember the busy weekends, man, going out visiting, leading people to Christ. That's what it's all about. And serving the Lord is the greatest thing you can do with your life. I'm 40 years old. Somebody whistled a while ago. I'm getting old. That's what that is. 20 years ago, I was a junior sitting in here. And I sat right back there towards the back. I was quiet. And I tried to stay to myself. My philosophy was, if the teachers don't know me, that means I didn't get in trouble. And so I kept my head down. The first year I was here, I had a room, and I had a person that was with me, and that person left the college after 3 weeks. So I had the room all to myself for the rest of the year. It was beautiful. I don't know if I was supposed to report it or not, but I didn't. And I had the room all to myself. So the first year I had a room to myself, and nobody knew who I was, and I was fine with that. Next year, had four roommates. And so whether you have a room to yourself or whether you have a bunch of people in your room, I hope you're having a great year. Hope your year is off to a great start. I want to encourage you, stick with it. Serving the Lord is the greatest thing you can do. And I know that maybe you're younger than I, but that's okay. Stick with it. We need you. Our country needs you. And I'm not going to tell you anything you haven't already heard today. There's a lot better speakers than myself. There's a lot better people that could stand up here and give you deep truths from the Word of God. And you got home pastors that far better than I am. But I want to give you a couple of things that you already know, maybe from a different perspective. And maybe it'll help you this weekend, maybe in the future. So if you would you find your Bibles, please? Look at Job chapter 23. I just want to show you a couple of verses, and I'm going to use this one if I can, please. And in verse number 8, Job says this, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." Job is frustrated, possibly, when he makes these comments because he felt like he couldn't find the Lord. And can I say this right now? You have chapel, you have classes, you have people surrounding you that are good Christians. And to be honest, it may be easy to find the Lord today. Some of you may be struggling right now. I know that whenever I was in Bible college, you know, yeah, you can be around the preaching and around your Bible all the time, but that doesn't necessarily make you right with God. And what I want to let you know today is maybe there's some people here this morning that you don't know exactly where God is. And it's possible to serve God but not know Him. It's possible to build the Lord's kingdom and not know Him. It's possible to give to the Lord and not know Him. Some people may be here this morning and you're here because your parents want you to be here. And that's okay, and I'm glad that you're here. But I want you to realize this morning the importance of knowing where God is. And I want you to know whenever you leave chapel this morning that Job here, I looked forward and I can't find Him. I look backward, I can't perceive Him. On the left hand, where He doth work, I cannot behold Him. Look at verse number 10. But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Verse 11, my foot hath held His steps, His way have I kept and not declined. I want to talk to you for a few moments on this thought. Where's God? Where's God? And I'm going to show you some places in the Bible where it shows where God is. I don't want to give you my opinion. I want you to see it for yourself. So let's go to the first one. Go to Deuteronomy chapter number 1. In Deuteronomy chapter number 1, I'm going to show you the first place where God is. I'll give you a couple illustrations. I know what time you get out of chapel. I'll get you out right on time, I promise. Deuteronomy chapter 1, look at verse number 29. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 29. And I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. Here's what verse 30 says. For the Lord your God, which goeth where? Help me. Where's He go? Where's God? Number one, God goes before us. Where's God? He goes before us. Why is He going before us? If you read on, that way He shall fight for you. Preacher, I don't know where God is. I'm not sure where God is. I'm sitting in the middle of college chapel, and I don't know how it all came about in my life, but now I'm here, and I don't know exactly what's going on, and it seems like I can't find God. Let me tell you where God is. He's before you this morning. He's fighting the future battles that you're going to have to fight for you. You see, right now, He's already on your bus routes tomorrow, preparing the hearts of your bus kids. Where's God? He's already on those streets preparing the way for you. Can I say this to you right now? Some of you, you're seniors, and you're here, and you're praying for your bus routes, and in your mind, you don't even understand. God is already at your first church preparing that youth group for you. He's already at your first church preparing for your pastorate. He's before you. What's He doing? He's fighting your battles. I have four kids. My little one, she is 7 years old, and man, she's just clueless about life. But she knows she likes to do chores, and she likes to get a dollar for the chores. Well, one day, we had gone outside, and we had dragged some mud in, and she said, Daddy, there's mud all over our floor. I said, I know. I said, I'll pay you a dollar if you'll sweep it. And she said, okay, I'll do that. Well, she went to the shower and got showered up, but while she was in the shower, I knew she wouldn't be able to do a great job. So I took the broom, and I went around and I swept while she was in the shower. And I said, whenever she gets out of the shower, I said, baby, if you'll go sweep the floor, Daddy will give you a dollar. Okay, Dad, that's a lot of mud, though. I'd already gotten the mud up for her. And she got the broom out, and she was sweeping down the hallway, and she was sweeping the dining room, and she was sweeping the kitchen, and she came into the living room and swept it all, and she got all the leftover stuff into a pile, and she said, Dad, that was hard work, huh? And I thought to myself, she did the best she could. But Daddy went before her and swept all that mud up. That way she wouldn't have to labor as hard. Look at me, college students. You got a God that's already gone before you. And while you've got to put in the work and obedience and you've got to knock the doors and you've got to go out, let me tell you something. The Almighty God's already gone before you. Where's God this morning? He's already on your bus routes. He's already in your future church. He's already where you're going to be. And I'm telling you this morning, where is God? Number one, He's before you. He's already gone before you. We serve a great God. Whenever I was here 20 years ago, I was praying, God, please help me with my bus route. God, please help me with my bus route. I remember walking the lake, and I'll tell you maybe a little bit about it here in the next few minutes. I didn't realize how good God was. He was already at my first church. He was already at my second church. Do you know God was already at Spring Creek Baptist Church, and He was already softening the hearts of people that I would one day minister to, and I didn't even realize it. Listen to me, seniors. I know you're praying for tomorrow, but I'm talking about a God that's already a year ahead of you. He's already before you. Where's God? I say He's before you. Where else is God? I don't know where he is. I'm in college, and I'm not sure where God is. Get your Bibles. Go to Isaiah chapter number 52. Where's God? Isaiah chapter 52, verse number 12. Brother Jason, I feel so alone. I feel like there's nobody with me. Maybe you feel that way, but I want to remind you, God's ahead of you already. Where's God? Well, let me show you another one. Isaiah 52, look at verse number 12. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, like I just said. And then it says, and the God of Israel shall be your reward. Preacher, what does that word mean? That's a strange, older word. That means God is going to be behind you as well. You see, we serve a God. Preacher, I don't know where God is. He's in front of you. Where's God? Preacher, I'm so alone. He's behind you. He's watching your back the whole way. He's making sure nobody sneaks up on you. He's making sure nobody comes in from the rear and tries to attack you. You see, folks, we serve such a wonderful God that He not only is in front of us, but He's also behind of us. Not going to spend a lot of time on that one. I want to go to the next one. Look at Deuteronomy chapter number 33. Let me show you, where's God this morning? Preacher, I'm sitting here and I don't know. I feel so alone. Where's God? Well, He's before you. He's fighting your battles. Where's God? He's behind you, making sure nobody comes from behind. But in Deuteronomy chapter number 33, look at verse number 27. The eternal God of thy refuge. And what's the word? Underneath are the everlasting arms. I say to you, God's not only before you fighting your battles, but God's behind you, making sure from behind everything's okay, but also God is underneath you. You say, why in the world would God be underneath me? Let me explain. Like I said earlier, I have four kids, and sometimes I'll take them to a pool, and it'll be just us, and I'll tell my little ones when they were younger, I'll say, hey, baby, jump in. Daddy will catch you. And they'll go to the end, and they'll look over, and they say, Daddy, it's so far, it's so deep. Oh, it's okay, baby. Daddy's got you. And I will wait on them, and finally they'll jump in. Finally they'll jump in. Can I say this to you? Where's God? He's beneath you to catch you when you fall. Oh, my soul. I'm 40 years old and looking over my life. Just here in college, I did some dumb things. Whenever I got out of college, I went to my first church, and I tried to make it like Hiles Anderson College. And I took a small youth group that was running 8, and after 2 weeks, it went down to 4. You say, what'd you do? I went in the first Sunday, and I preached on flip-flops. I preached on anything I could think on, because that's what we did. That's what we did on the night bus, man. We just preached. It could be heresy. We just preached it. And I went in the first Sunday, and I made it like a night bus sermon. And I remember I had 2 kids leave, and I said, well, you know, they couldn't hack it. That's all right. God will build it. Well, the second week I went in, I preached on something else. I don't even remember what I preached on, but 2 more kids left. And it dawned on me. My group is getting smaller. And I went to God in my office, and I said, God, this isn't working. Something's wrong. I'm losing people. I'm not gaining people. And God picked me up whenever I fail. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever fallen? Have you ever really, really, really wanted to serve the Lord with all your heart? And something happened and it just kind of knocked the wind out of you. Maybe you did something and you knew better than it. And I understand that you're at a Bible college. I understand that you're like the cream of the crop at your church. And you are super Christian to the other teenagers back at home. But everybody every once in a while slips up and falls. That's why the Bible says a just man falleth. I'm asking you this morning, isn't it great that we serve a God that not only fights our battles, but He's behind us and then He catches us whenever we fall? Maybe you didn't study as much as you should have for that test. Maybe you didn't study as much as you should have for that sermon. Maybe you didn't do what you should have done. But isn't it great to have a God that steps in and helps us out? I'm talking to the one in here right now. You've messed up. And you don't have the greatest past. And you did some things in high school you're not proud of. And you did some things that you wish you wouldn't have done. And even to this day, every time a preacher preaches, your memory goes back to it. Can I tell you something? The greatness of God is that He uses people like Peter. The greatness of God is that He uses people like Moses that killed a man and buried him in the sand. The greatness of God is He can use people with a past. And we serve a God that's underneath us to catch us when we fall. I say to you that God's not only before us fighting our battles, prepping the way, not only behind us, He's not only beneath us. Go to Psalms chapter 57. In Psalms chapter number 57, if you'll hurry there with me. In Psalms chapter 57, where's God? Preacher, I'm so alone. I don't feel like God's anywhere. As Job said, I can't find God. I don't know where He is. Well, He's before you. He's behind you. He's beneath you. Let me give you another one. Psalms 57, verse number 2. I will cry unto God most. What's the word? God's above you. That way He can hear your prayers. You see, folks, I'm not giving you anything that you haven't already heard. Just a different perspective. Preacher, I'm so alone. Maybe God isn't in your feelings right now, but understand this morning that God's already prepping the way for you. Understand that right now God's behind you and He's making sure everything's okay. Understand that God's beneath you and He's going to catch you whenever you fall. Preacher, I don't know where God is. He's above you. That way you can hear your prayers. He can hear your prayers. Whenever I was 20 years old, I was a junior here. I told you that. And I remember, and I have it written down here to tell you about the illustration of chapel service. I was sitting right back there, which is where I always sat. I wasn't a shouter. I'm not criticizing that. I just, whenever I was here, I wasn't one of the ones that was yelling. I just sat there and I enjoyed watching people yell. You know? I don't know who a while ago yelled out sick, but that cracked me up. I enjoyed that. I remember watching, and I can just remember all the different things they did in chapel. I won't tell you because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But I remember. And I remember somebody got up and preached one day, and it burdened me so bad. I didn't have to be at work till 4:30 that day, and I had a date with my girlfriend who's my wife at the time, and I even canceled the date. I was so burdened. And I remember that day I wanted to go and I wanted to talk to the speaker. And so I left the chapel after, and I think we had church ed. And after church ed, I couldn't even focus. I was so burdened. I wanted God to use me. And I remember I went to the preacher's office and he wasn't there. And I said, well, that's okay. I'll go to Brother so-and-so. And I went to his office, and they weren't there. And I tried one more, and they weren't there. And I'll never forget. I walked out, and I went to that lake. And I said, God, it's just me and you. And I walked around for that lake for 2 hours. I didn't even know what to pray for. I know some people here, you got all the right words, and sometimes my words don't come out right, and sometimes, you know, I make up my own words. Sometimes I think I got this nice big word, and it doesn't even make sense. It's the wrong word. That's the worst. But I remember I walked around the lake, and I was told, God, I don't know what anybody else wants to do, but I just want to be used. For 2 hours. I went to work that night. I came home, I couldn't sleep. And I told God that night, God, I just want to be used. Preacher, did God hear it? The Bible says He listens. Preacher, I don't know where God is. Keep praying. Preacher, I feel like I'm not getting used. Keep praying. Preacher, my bus route doesn't seem to be flourishing the way I want it to. Keep praying. Just keep going. Because we serve a God that not only fights our battles, not only watches from behind, not only catches us from underneath whenever we fall, but also He's on high. And we can pray to Him. We can tell Him our problems. We can tell Him our faults. We can tell Him our sins. And every single thing that we want to tell Him, tell Him. Where's God? You know the verse, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. I won't waste your time by turning there. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Where's God? He's right beside of you. You may not know it, but He's beside of you. I got to hurry. I got to quit. Go to John chapter 14. Go to John chapter 14. This is my favorite one. Preacher, where's God? He's before you. He's fighting for you. Where's God? He's behind you. He's taking care of you. You don't even know it. Where's God? He's beneath you to catch you whenever you fall. Where's God? He's above you. That way you can pray to Him. Where's God? He's right beside of you. That way you can have a friend. Where's God? John 14, verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Look at verse number 17. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be where? Where's God? He's in you. If you're saved, look at me. If you're saved, an almighty God lives inside of you. Preacher, I don't feel adequate. I didn't either whenever I was a junior in this college. Preacher, I'm not popular. Neither was I when I was in this college. I didn't win a lot of awards. I wasn't on the who's who. I didn't have all that stuff. But let me tell you something. I had the same God as Joseph. And I had the same God as Moses. And I had the same God as Abraham. And I had the same God as Isaac. And I had the same God as Peter at Pentecost. I had the same God as Gideon in the 300. I had the same God as David and Goliath. I'm telling you this morning, rise up, O man of God, because God lives inside of you. The same God of Jack Hiles. The same God of your favorite preachers. Those men have the same God you have this morning. And I'm asking you, when's the last time you realized, even though you may not feel like it, and even though you may not know where He is, that almighty God that splits the seas and feeds the thousands, He lives in you. And that God can fill your bus route. And that God can take a lonely nobody and allow you to pastor a church. And that God can take a nobody and make you into a missionary. And that God can take a nobody and make you into a great youth pastor. And that God can take a nobody and make you special for the cause of Christ. I talked to the person here who can't find God. You're a senior and you're struggling. You don't know where you're going to go whenever you graduate. You're a sophomore, you're a junior, and this COVID has really knocked you for a loop. You're a freshman, you don't know anybody, you just kind of got here a couple weeks ago. You're scared, you're trying to figure out the system. I remember the first day my parents dropped me off in front of the college. My dad shook my hand, my mom was crying. They hugged me. And when they turned around, they walked away, I only knew one other person. Maybe a couple others in the college. I didn't know a lot of people. Man, you talk about being scared. Whenever I walked in that first chapel, I was scared. I was nervous. Never seen so many people before in all my life. And that God, that I didn't really know where He was fighting my battles. He was behind me. He was beneath me. Because every time I screwed something up, He would step in and say, there he went again. There goes Jason. I got to fix this again. Where's God? He was with me at that lake. I just didn't know it. Where was God whenever I was a freshman? He was right beside me. I just didn't know it. Where was God every time I hit the altar after a chapel service? He heard my prayers. I didn't know it. Can I show you the last thing? Go back to where we started. Go back to Job 23. I hope this makes sense to you. It makes sense to me. In Job chapter 23, Preacher, I heard what you said, behind, beneath, beside. I get all that. But preacher, I still don't feel it. Look what Job did. Verse 10, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Verse number 11. My foot hath held his steps. Here's what it says. His way have I kept and not declined. When you don't necessarily feel God with you, what do? You keep going. You just keep going. I talk to you sophomores and you juniors. You're just in that rut and you're just trying to get through. And, you know, you're not like a freshman that's excited because it's new. And you're not like a senior that is excited because you can see light in the tunnel. Once you're a sophomore, man, you're in that year that, oh, here we go again. Where's God? Even if you don't know where he is, listen to me carefully. You may not know he's with you. You may not know he's before you. You may not know he's underneath you. Just keep going. You're one day closer to graduating today than you were yesterday. Just keep going. And it'll be here before you know it. I close, and I'm done. Listen, I'm 40 years old. I haven't been able to do everything I wanted to do in my life spiritually. I want to, and I'm still kicking, still chipping away. I'm happy to tell you, after 20 years of serving the Lord out of college, God's been with me every step of the way, whether I've known it or not. And you're here in college, and whether you've known it or not, the Lord's with you. We need to rise up this morning, men. We need to rise up, ladies. And we need to understand that the God that we read about, we preach about, we sing about, he lives in you. And he wants to use you. Out of all the people in the world, God wants you. Would you bow your head with me, please? Why don't you come to an altar and tell the Lord, thank you? Why don't you come to an altar and thank him for prepping the way for you? Why don't you come to an altar and thank him for catching you whenever you fall? What a great God we serve. Somebody this morning ought to just thank him. When God could have thrown the towel in on us, he doesn't. What a wonderful God we serve.